Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And how have you been proceeding?
Very well. It's good to talk to you again.
And what have you been engaging?
Well, I would say that my mind is becoming more flexible, and my ability to be present or to work in a particular direction continues to improve, to where I could set something that I want to do for a day and actually continue with it throughout the day.
Excellent.
Very continuously. I will say it is harder in the office, and it's extremely easy when traveling.
And why do you think it is more difficult in the office?
The habits I have of distracting myself.
Such as?
Well, when I get bored or I just look on the internet, check certain websites. I think it's just I have habits that I fall into where when I'm in a new environment, I don't.
That is very understandable. And I would say that this is an excellent point because it is not only when you are engaging with other individuals that it can be difficult to be aware of being present, but even when you are alone, when you are engaged in some activity that is very familiar to you and that you move your attention fully to that activity, such as engaging with your computer, that is also a challenging time framework to be present and to hold that self-awareness. Does not mean that it, in a manner of speaking, takes away from you being fully engaged in some action or that your attention isn't fully engaged in some subject, but that at the same time you are also aware of you, which becomes significant in relation to individuals such as yourself that engage in a job in which most of the day you are in an office and you are sitting in a particular position and not necessarily moving much.
Mm-hmm.
And that has an effect in relation to your body consciousness and therefore in relation to your health. And that is a significant piece that can tremendously benefit you if you are maintaining that presence in those types of environments, because then you are also aware of what you are doing, and you can intentionally move your body without a tremendous effort in attempting to pay attention you can do it more automatically and therefore be engaging with your body consciousness in a healthier manner.
Yes, yes. And I could see myself being there fairly shortly at the way things are moving. Last week I was traveling almost the whole week, and it was what would normally be a schedule that is kind of draining and extremely long days, 18, 20-hour days, traveling, multiple cities, multiple flights, and I just loved it.
Excellent.
I just had a great experience because I was very present, very interested in everything going around me, never bored.
Excellent.
And every flight was early. Every seat I got was I was sitting somewhere I wanted or someone next to me that I wanted. and it's certainly the contrast in coming back to the office for a week and realizing to try to bring that same attention.
Yes.
And I could see in that time period where everything flowed. Everything worked much easier. Now again, part of it is the environment, meaning because I am in an environment like an airport or on an airplane, I have less expectations on myself or what I need to do.
Continuing.
Hi, Elias. Again.
Now, you were expressing how much you had accomplished in your trips and the seating arrangements and being present and enjoying yourself and then returning to the office and...
Right, and it just motivates me to bring that same level of attention and presence to the everyday life here. And so it was great to get an example of that. At the same time, I also realized that maybe this type of position in the work that I'm doing is not necessarily what I want to do.
And... what have you been assessing in that direction?
Well, separately, I do have the intention now to leave this job and create another position.
Which you have mentioned previously.
Yeah. And so I've been working also with the idea, behave or act as if you already have.
Excellent. And in the same capacity as you do when you engage your vacations.
Right. Right. And it's something that gets a little bit easier each day.
Excellent. Excellent. And what about at home?
Home is generally a lot easier. It's excuse me 1 second, brief interruption, colleague, but home is a lot easier. That awareness and being able to continue at home and react less has increased a lot, and I'm generally much more comfortable and interacting more easier with the family.
Excellent. I would express that is a tremendous difference, is it not? For when you and I were initially engaging, that was more of your challenge.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I don't even think I was aware of as much of the challenges that, or the difficulty that I was having or the reactions that I was having. And it was only on until later on that I actually started to become aware of it.
I am aware, and I would express that that is a tremendous turnabout. And in that, I would acknowledge you in the capacity that if your most difficult time framework of being present is when you are at your office because you are distracted by your computer, that you are well on your way.
Yeah, even we went away for a weekend not too long ago and interacting with strangers, family, and it was tremendously easier, just relative to what it had been for me even a few months ago, tremendously easier to maintain presence and just everything flow more easier. So that's great. I think I answered this question in my personal experience, but wanted to make sure. We've talked about the difference between using the experiential visualization versus just simply having the intention. And one of the examples that we've done with the experiential visualization is to create a very specific encounter with a specific person. For example, changing a relationship with a boss from one of them maybe criticizing you to congratulating you on your work. And that works for at least a period of time. Can that be done with just simply the intention without doing the experiential visualization?
Yes, it can. I would express that would be the next step. The reason that I encourage individuals in relation to the experiential visualization is that moves them in a different direction. And it moves them away from the idea of merely thinking. It is so automatic for most individuals to move in a direction of thinking about a particular subject and also thinking that that is enough and that will change the situation, and that is not correct because that, in a manner of speaking, implies that thought creates your reality, and it doesn't. And in that, it is, as you have become aware, not enough to merely think about a subject. It requires doing. Now, when you are more aware and you are more present, then you automatically begin doing in harmony with whatever your intention is. Because you are more aware that everything is interconnected. In that, it matters not that the imagery is very different. You are aware of how you are projecting your energy, how you are engaging everything around you, and that lends in the direction of that intention. But when individuals are not aware of that or are not paying attention to what they are doing, then it is that idea that if they think about the subject long enough or hard enough, that whatever they want to change will change, and that is incorrect. It likely won't. But for you, being more aware and paying more attention to what you are doing and recognizing that interconnectedness of everything, you can move in a direction in which you are setting an intention and then merely paying attention to what you are doing in relation to other activities and interactions and being aware of whether they are in harmony with what your intention is or not. And that is enough, in which, no, it is not necessary to engage that experiential visualization.
Okay, so I had an experience of that last week, and the doing that I did after setting the intention was simply, at the time, reminding myself to pay attention to what I like.
Excellent. Yes, this is also an excellent point, is that in words, it seems that paying attention to what you are doing is very involved, or that it is tedious, or that it requires a considerable amount of concentration, or that you must be paying attention to every detail of everything that you are doing, which is not actually the situation. It is not that complicated, and it is, in actuality, much easier. It is merely a matter of, in general, being aware of being in that same direction, being in harmony with that intention. Therefore, the key is, when you set an intention, to identify in some capacity for yourself what a general theme would be about that intention, other than what the intention is specifically about. Therefore, if your intention is specifically about interacting with a specific individual in a very particular manner, it is not about that imagery that is important for you to be aware of, because that would be concentrating on the outcome. But rather, giving yourself some general idea of what does that mean to you, such as interacting with your boss in a manner in which he is complimenting you rather than criticizing you.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you can give yourself some generalization of that energy, then you can apply that in everything else that you are doing, regardless of what it is. It doesn't have to be specific, because you are engaging that interconnectedness, and the imagery is not actually that significant. It is the energy that is important. Therefore, it could be the generality of that particular intention would be that I am acknowledged, or that I am comfortable. Therefore, in that, that is a broad field. That is a tremendous generality. You can apply that to anything.
And I would simply acknowledge myself.
Or place yourself in situations in which you would be acknowledged or you would be comfortable. Therefore, it could be in your present time framework, driving through what you identify as a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking to the individual that is taking your order through an intercom. And in that, dependent upon how you are engaging, that will influence the situation and what your experience is and how the other individual engages you.
And so would I be aware of the fact that that other individual is acknowledging me, therefore paying attention to it, and therefore creating more?
Yes. Yes. And that may be as simple as the other individual smiling at you when they hand you your meal, or it may be that they express to you, enjoy your day, or enjoy your meal, in which they generally wouldn't express that.
Right. The specific example I did on the plane was where someone, a woman, had sat next to me, and so that I had the attention as an experiment to see if I could get a smile out of her. And she was busy working on her computer the entire time and not looking around at all, or very busy. So I just largely gave up on it and went back to paying attention to what I like. But as the flight ended, I got that smile.
Precisely. That is the point. Now, in that, what was significant is you were aware of two factors. One, you were aware of your energy, and you were paying attention enough to notice when she did smile. And therefore, you acknowledged that in yourself. That seems very insignificant or small, but in actuality, it is very significant. For those are the actions that are the indicators of whether your energy is moving in the direction of your intention or not.
Can you explain that a little more?
Very well. Those small expressions or manifestations or actions, those are important because they are, as everything is, reflections of the energy that you are projecting. Now, in that, this is the reason that I have expressed repeatedly, nothing is hidden from you. It is merely a matter of whether you are paying attention or not. Therefore, in that, there are these actions and opportunities continuously throughout your day that you are generating these reflections that tell you that your energy is moving in the direction of your intention, or it isn't.
Ah.
Therefore, Adam, if you are setting that intention that you want your boss to acknowledge you rather than criticize you, and in that, hypothetically, you are expressing that generalization to yourself that you can pay attention to, that you can watch, and you can gauge your energy. In that, let us say that you then engaged the trip with the plane, and you want this woman to smile at you, merely because it is an acknowledgement, and in that, it is comfortable. Mm. Now, as you continue to watch, and you aren't pushing, and it may not occur immediately, but then when it does, the factor that you notice that is important because that is your indicator. That is your validation. Yes, my energy is moving in the direction of my intention. And that was a piece of evidence about that. And you could likely find several other pieces of evidence during your day that your energy is moving in that direction in harmony with your intention. If you are aware, if you are paying attention to what you are presenting to yourself, if you are noticing, such as this one individual smiling at you, or the individual at the window expressing their wish for you to enjoy your meal, when you recognize that you have likely engaged that window many times and have never been acknowledged in that manner.
Okay. And now let's take a current intention, and I, which is the finding of the new position or new job.
Very well.
And what would be a general theme around that?
First, it would be a matter of defining not merely what you want, but why you want it.
The primary, we'll stay away from the reasons about what's going on at this place.
No, precisely. Not why you want to leave.
Right. I know that's not helpful.
Correct. Why?
I would be interested in doing is the role that I'm looking for would be a little bit different than what I currently do. It would involve likely some more travel, less writing and calling, less of a marketing type business, which my business is heavily focused on, but more of the direct investing in companies. And so it's a different approach and something that I've considered over the years, but actually I'm now very interested in.
Very well. Therefore, the theme in that is that you want more of what interests you. That is your motivation for wanting to engage a new job. You are correct. It is not beneficial to be focusing upon what you don't want.
Right.
But rather, what you do want. You want to be engaged in actions that are interesting and stimulating to you. Therefore, it would be a matter of paying attention to your energy in relation to what you do or what occurs around you that you consider to be interesting.
And acknowledge.
Or that you consider to be more. Therefore, it could be anything. It could be that your partner serves you dinner and she automatically places more of the particular food that you like on your plate.
Okay.
Therefore, that is an example of what you would think of as a very small action, something insignificant that you generally would ignore and not notice. But that would be an example of an everyday action that slightly changed and was in harmony with one of the aspects of your general theme that is in harmony with your intention. More or interesting.
Okay.
Therefore, your son could approach you and express one sentence of some subject that he was thinking about or something he heard on his computer. And in the moment, you may not choose to follow it, but in the moment, you think it is interesting. You may not investigate it any further, but in that moment, it was interesting. Those are examples. Anything that is presented to you that is either more or interesting, and you actually notice it and acknowledge it rather than ignoring it or dismissing it.
And that noticing and acknowledging, is that, in other words, we're not talking about something just so you know that you're on track. It sounds like that in itself helps create what you want.
Precisely, yes. For it isn't merely a validation. It also reinforces that energy. It is first a validation that your energy is moving in that direction. Therefore, it is reinforcing to you. But in addition to the validation, it also is strengthening every acknowledgement that you express in relation to that direction, strengthens that energy. Therefore, it makes it move faster and stronger.
Okay.
And it is not complicated, and it is not difficult.
No, it's just being more specific of with what I'm already doing.
Precisely. And noticing, paying attention. In that, recognizing these reflections and noticing when you generate, let us say, an opposite reflection.
Okay.
Because then you can change it. That is also an indicator that is validating that your energy has deviated and it isn't necessarily moving in harmony with your intention. And you have choices to change that and redirect it.
Okay, that'll be interesting to play with and certainly to add to the presence. Wanted to ask a little bit about the acceptance of the yes and no together.
Oh.
Which I understand as being, I have my, you know, the sense that I have my intention, but I'm okay if it doesn't work out. Does that sound right?
Very well. Explain your direction in this or your point in.
Well, it would be to bring the sense of, like for example, when I created this job, I was very content at my last employer, and so as I went through the entire interview process, I wouldn't say I was indifferent, but I was comfortable with very comfortable with either direction, whether I got the new job or did not get the job, and I got the job.
Correct, but another significant piece of that was that you were satisfied with the job that you had. Remember, you always create more.
Right.
Therefore, that was easy to do because you were satisfied already. And it is easy to create more satisfaction when you already are satisfied. And when you already are satisfied, it is also easy to move in that direction in which you are not concentrated on an outcome, and as you express, you would be okay if you got the job or if you didn't. The reason that you would be okay in either direction is because you were already satisfied, and in that, it allows you that openness to create more satisfaction. And therefore, in that, if the next job would not be creating more satisfaction in some capacity, you likely would not have created it. But if it was generating more satisfaction in some capacity, then you did create it because you created more of what you were already concentrated on.
Okay. And as far as the way I'm approaching the satisfaction presently, a little bit differently than what we had talked about previously, has been just about, again, reminding myself in any subject, whether it's about my job or whatever, to pay attention to what I have, not what I have not or don't have.
Yeah, definitely.
Or in every little aspect of whether it's, like I could break out my job into different things that I do or are trying to accomplish, and then in each of those categories, recognizing what I have or what I am accomplishing versus the opposite.
Correct. It is always about moving in the direction of enough, not in the direction of not enough. Always moving towards, not away from. Which is challenging because most of you are accustomed to and conditioned to moving away from.
When you say moving away from,
you automatically want to move away from whatever you don't like or whatever is uncomfortable. You want to move away from or avoid.
Oh, rather than simply changing the aspect that you're focusing on, you just avoid it.
Or move away from, rather than going towards what you do want.
Okay, okay.
Rather than moving in the direction of enough, it is very common and automatic for most of you to move in the direction of not enough. Moving away
right.
from or avoiding rather than moving toward.
So if I had $100 to my name and it bothered me that I didn't have enough, when it came to that subject, I would just avoid it rather than necessarily considering, well, what can I do with that $100? What is it enough for? Or that it's enough for today? Or
correct. Correct. Yes. Now, I would express in that another action that individuals do very frequently and then confuse themselves is that if they had that $100, but it wasn't enough to pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
Then they move in a different type of avoidance, which is still avoidance. It is still moving away from. But they can fool themselves into thinking that it is not by expressing this $100 is not enough to pay this bill, therefore I will use it to purchase this item that I want, and that will be an expression that it is enough. No, not necessarily. That may be merely another direction of avoidance and not enough, for the individual is merely attempting to comfort themselves in an action of spending the money because they perceive that as not enough for what they need. But they still perceive that they have not enough for what they need.
Right. They're still reacting to
yes.
the perception of that bill.
Yes. Yes. And therefore, in that, they move in this direction of deluding themselves in the thought that if I use that money for something that I want, then I am acknowledging myself and I am expressing that I do have enough. No, you are not. It is dependent upon the genuineness of what the individual is doing. Now, if the individual is expressing, I have this $100 and $100 is not actually enough to pay this bill. But if they move in a direction of genuinely believing that if they are not concerned with only having that $100, that they will generate more, then that is a very different type of energy that is being expressed. They are not avoiding the subject of paying the bill. They are choosing not to focus on the not enough and therefore generating that type of energy, but trusting that they will generate more and they will have the ability, or they do have the ability, to pay that bill.
Things have gotten interesting around here from a timing perspective, where the business is not performing well. And so there have been pay cuts all around. We had talked about the layoffs, right? They did a pretty extensive layoffs, and so obviously that's a sign. So it's a very, there's a lot of imagery that you could go along with to reinforce that. And so as equally as I'm working on this process of paying attention to what I like and being present, it is also minimizing the importance of the other direction.
Now, in that also, remember, everything is a matter of perception. Therefore, it is important to remember what the single most influencing piece is with perception, which is what you pay attention to. Attention is the most affecting aspect in relation to perception. Therefore, it is a matter of recognizing that however you are paying attention to any particular subject, that is only one angle. And in that, such as with this situation, with the company and generating the layoffs and cutbacks and all of those words mean in the direction of reinforcing that not enough caution. But you as an individual that continues to be with this company could be viewing that subject from a very different angle, in which you could be perceiving that what is occurring within the company presently is it is becoming very focused. It is moving in a more precise direction. It is...
So noticing what I like about what's going on?
Or it may not even be what you like about it, but merely that you can observe the subject from a different angle in a manner in which you can see the benefits of it, rather than only seeing the negative.
Right, seeing the positive aspects.
Even in that, I would express that it is a matter of acknowledging what you feel mm-hmm. in relation to that, such as knowing that individuals that you have been friendly with have been discharged. But in that, perhaps viewing part of the situation from a different angle in the capacity of that places you in a position in which you don't have to be interactive with as many individuals.
Or less distracted.
Correct. Or other than perceiving that that generates more work for you, you can view it from a different angle, which it actually isn't creating more work for you. Not literally. And in that, it allows your job to incorporate perhaps slightly more diversity because there are not as many individuals that are engaging those actions.
So that my the person that had worked specifically with me, actually separately from the layoffs, but he had left 2 weeks ago, I think. And so I am in that situation. And one of the things that I've noticed is that it's much easier to generate that satisfaction as I go back through a lot of these things that I had just, you know, not worked on for a long period of time and pushed off onto him, but that I can generate quite a bit of satisfaction and interest in going to revisit these projects and, you know, continuing
yes.
to change them and update them how I want, where I previously I ignored him because I just figured he was taken care of.
Yes, it is precisely a matter of perception and how you are paying attention to any given subject. That how you pay attention to it changes what your perception is.
Right. I had a question. In considering the woman I used to work with and the want that was related to that, and what is the desire behind that? What is the, if the want is very specific, right, focused on a single person or this present situation, what was the desire behind that?
Connection.
Okay. Okay.
Connection in a comfortable and acknowledging capacity.
Yep.
Which generates satisfaction.
Right. Question about resting, which I had brought up previously a while back, and we had talked very briefly about it. But I wanted to get your sense. You had made some comments on it that sounded positive, talking about it being the suspension. Maybe if you could add a little bit more there, is it something that you think is worth addressing, or is it just being present makes it irrelevant?
Resting?
Like resting as a mentally resting.
Ah.
You talked about a suspension of...
Yes. I would express that... Yes. That is a significant piece for that is the piece of maintaining that acceptance and that trust in whatever your intention is, that you are moving in that direction. It doesn't require you reiterating it to yourself over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It does not require you to remind yourself repeatedly what your intention is, but to allow yourself to rest in that. In that, you are focused in the process rather than the outcome. You are trusting yourself and your ability. Now that is a significant piece, that piece of trusting your ability. When you trust your ability, you can rest in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece that is significant because this is the piece that affects most individuals' ability to trust themselves. That they may trust themselves in some capacities, but they don't trust their abilities.
And so then they overthink or think.
Yes. And that creates that expression in which they are not resting in themselves and in their intention and in that trust. They are moving in agitation.
Right.
In conflict with that. Which is an indicator, once again, if you're paying attention, that your energy is not moving in harmony with the intention.
Right. That's something that I notice is, like, when I'm traveling, I don't have that agitation, but I am generally a little bit more agitated in the office.
Now, why are you more agitated?
Because I have expectations.
Ah. And what expectations do you place on yourself while you are at the office?
I should probably get something done.
Ah. Which is understandable that when you are traveling, you are not necessarily expecting yourself to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what underlies that expectation?
I believe that outside sources create my reality.
Partially, but more so there is another subject that is more influencing.
That my value is tied to my productivity?
That would be a slight piece. But not tremendous.
Consequences?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And if don't, I probably should do this.
Otherwise, someone's going to notice that I'm not doing anything.
I'll bet you are. Think you are supposed to be doing.
Right.
But you are doing. And in that, the supposed to's always carry consequences.
Right. And again, this is a very big subject. So I'm not, like, even from, again, we've had obviously the full year-end review process, all the things going on here, things that if this is, if they've even been this way last year or prior years, my day-to-day experience would be a lot different than it is now, which I'm generally having a great time. Because I'm not concerned that it's reliant on these other factors. Even though I have habits related to it, a majority of my belief is in what we're doing.
I would agree.
And so on the resting, so that's something certainly as a, it sounds like that you would certainly encourage that.
Yes.
And I'm familiar with it as from a practice from other things I've done in the past, but how would you conceive of someone, how would they think about to try that resting or to do the resting? Because it's not as, it sounds simple, right, resting?
It does sound simple. And in reality, it can be simple.
Right.
In that, what I would express to you, how can you express that? By reassuring yourself that you have.
Can you start that over? The phone broke up, and so I missed it.
By reassuring yourself that you do have the ability to generate what you want or what your intention is. And it is not even necessary that you express that completely, but rather merely expressing that reinforcement, I am able, or I am capable. I have the ability. Therefore, you could even translate that even simpler into I can.
And then I just rest with myself in the moment.
And you rest in that. I can.
Okay.
It is very simple. And it is a simple reinforcement. For that, generally, is the most affecting aspect for most of you is that idea that you can't, that
right.
You can't accomplish something, and especially that you can't accomplish something by yourself.
Right, right. Yeah, that used to be so less of an issue, but certainly very strong. And as I do that right now, I could feel, for example, the muscles in my legs relaxing and unclenching a little.
Yes. Which is tremendous.
So it has an immediate impact on the energy.
Yes, it does. It definitely does.
And then when I've done this in the past, it builds up over the days where you rest for short periods, sort of like that, with that.
It becomes more and more familiar. It becomes easier and easier to do. And in that, you become more and more comfortable doing it. And you validate yourself over and over. Therefore, the more you do it, the more reason you give yourself to do it.
That's great.
Is the point, my friend, is that as easy as it is for you to move in a direction in which your idea or your perception is that there is a snowball effect occurring that everything is going wrong, or that it never rains but it pours, and you don't think about how you are doing that, you merely do it, and you continue to do it, and it is not difficult. It seems to occur by itself. One aspect moves in a wrong direction, and it continues to go, and everything seems to move in a wrong direction. As simple, as effortless, as easy as it is for you to do that, for you are doing it, you can do the reverse of snowballing those actions and manifestations that you want and that are comfortable and that you appreciate and that you like.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Elias. This has been great. This is very good talking to you again.
You are very welcome, my friend. I greatly anticipate our next conversation and the stimulation of it.
As so do I.
Wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye.